As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program on tap, and this is going to be very, very interesting with my special guests, and they are not able to be in the studio, but through the magic of technology, we're going to talk to the two leaders of MedCerts, and MedCerts is a leading online education company, and they offer over 50 career training programs in healthcare and IT with a strong emphasis on practical job-ready skills. So this is a heads up to anyone working in the space of senior living at any level. You will be very interested in this discussion. So with that, let's introduce Craig Sprinkle. He's the CEO of a wonderful company called MedCerts, and Dana Jansen. He's the Chief Product Officer, again, with MedCerts. And with that, Craig and Dana, welcome to Senior Care Live.
Thanks so much, Steve. Great to be here, and thanks for having us.
You bet.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. Appreciate the time.
Absolutely. And Craig, for those of us who may not be very familiar with the company, what is MedCerts, and how does it help organizations in the healthcare and senior care space?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you hit on it a little bit in sort of your intro comments, but a little bit at the core, MedCerts is actually a career training school that primarily focused on providing certification training and allied healthcare and IT. We're playing a very critical role in closing the vacancy, skills, and retention gaps that plague nearly every healthcare and senior care facility today. We actually accomplish this by offering affordable, flexible training that fits an individual learner's schedule. Our training is 100% online, it's self-paced, and it prepares learners to obtain nationally recognized credentials that employers consider critical for their success.
So that's really interesting. And I think this is going to be super, super helpful. I mean, it's no, if anyone works in this space, it is no surprise. We appear to have a shrinking staffing pool, if you will, and we have an increasing demand. So that's those things, they don't go together very well. So you're addressing that. I love the self-paced. I love the online. And so for someone who may be working in a different field that's interested in working in the area of senior care, they can do this on their own time and then make that transition pretty easily, it sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely. They can. And we actually see a lot of that activity happening where individuals were doing a certain job or in a certain profession before, and they're looking for transition, and we really help support that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, Craig, we know staffing and training are just major, major issues in senior care. So how is MedCerts helping facilities, all these senior care communities, overcome the issues?
Yeah, it is absolutely a major challenge out there. And we partner with senior care facilities in a number of different ways. All of them are focused on solving the challenges that those facilities have. If it happens to be related to filling open vacancies, we can source, vet new candidates on the employer's behalf. We train and help them get certified. And then the employer actually has a fully skilled person ready to fill an open position. If their challenge happens to be related to closing training or skills gaps, we can actually upskill or reskill their existing employees at scale and all on behalf of that employer. And then lastly, if it's related to just simply improving retention or reducing turnover, we have a number of customized solutions we can provide employers to enable their trained staff to obtain new and specialized skills that enables them to advance into more concentrated or even specialized areas of care.
See, and I love that because turnover is, it's bad. It's pretty tough. So if you're one of these, say if you're an assisted living community, maybe you are a company that has, dozens or maybe even hundreds of assisted living communities all around the country. You know how valuable your staff is, and you also know the tremendous expense in turnover and then having to recruit a new staff person and then train them into your system and then get them on the floor actually providing the care. So if you can help them become more valuable and add more certifications, that does help with the retention. It translates to better continuity of care, and there's so many benefits. It's just incredible. So I love that. And Dana, how does offering training like CNA certification or maybe memory care essentials improve this employee satisfaction and retention for senior care providers?
Yeah, I'd say career development is important to most caregivers, and providing opportunities for them to advance through training helps the employee feel like they're building a career, not just working, a job. In recruiting and maintaining a trained staff boosts confidence. It also boosts competence when facing complex or sensitive situations, especially if you're talking about dealing with dementia and memory care. It also helps provide an improvement in morale. It shows that the employer is investing in their people. And by and large, when workers feel supported and valued, they're more likely to stick around. So I think you mentioned it. Retention is a huge challenge across all allied health jobs right now, but it's an absolute crisis when you look at the deficit of nursing assistants right now. We're talking about a workforce gap of over, I think it's about 70,000 nursing assistants. That's the single largest gap among all healthcare support roles. So, I think lastly, I'd say when employees are trained and they do their jobs well, residents tend to receive better care, and that typically leads to a higher job satisfaction for that team member.
And very critically, so in my business, senior care consulting, I help families and individuals, find the right community. And one part of that is looking into their past and looking into the records of healthcare surveys, et cetera, et cetera. So all of this is going to lead to better care, better continuity of care, and fewer mistakes that would also lead to fewer deficiencies in the most recent healthcare survey, which all of it adds up. All of it is super important. So I love what you're doing. If this is catching your attention in the listening audience, and you're like, hey, we need to find out more about this, here's some contact information. You're going to want to write it down. Go to online to partners.medcerts. I'm going to spell that out for you. MEDCERTS, partners.medcerts.com. You can also call 1-800-734-1175. That's 1-800-734-1175, and learn more about how you could benefit from all the training options and upskilling available from MedCerts. And Craig, one of the concerns that many leaders have is time. And so how can MedCerts help facilities and some of these senior care communities offer training without taking staff away from their day-to-day work?
Yeah, it's spot on. Time is really, really a big consideration. And I mentioned earlier that our training is 100% online and self-paced. So what that means is that gives staff a tremendous amount of flexibility to complete their training on a schedule and at times that work best for them. There's not preconceived class times. They don't have to go on site somewhere. This can all be done at their leisure. It can be done at home. It can be done off hours, whatever happens to work best for their particular schedule. Similar to this, we've actually seen several use cases where employers are now dedicating a certain amount of time during shifts for their employees to actually take their training in between fulfilling their daily responsibilities on the floor and supporting patients. This has actually proven to also help improve retention. Dana was talking about that a minute ago, as that staff sees this as yet another way their employer is investing back in them without requiring them to invest time outside of work that otherwise is intended for them to be able to focus on their families. So it just gives them that much extra flexibility, you know, whether it's done off hours or they're in a fortunate situation that the employer sees it as being incredibly important during the normal workday and they actually carve time out and still have coverage on the floor.
Well, and I'll tell you what, that will differentiate the employer big time because, frankly, there are a lot of places that kind of take this level at the CNA, CMA, and this is very, very hands-on and sometimes, you know, difficult caregiving responsibilities. But I think sometimes they feel a little taken for granted. And so if the employer mm-hmm. says, look, you're important to us, and we don't take you for granted, and we're going to offer you this additional training, and we're going to allow you to do some of that while you're on the clock and not have to take time away from your son, your daughter, your husband, wife, your family, your leisure time. That's all important. And we recognize you. We're going to invest in you, and that will help retention, better health care, better quality care, better continuum of care, and fewer deficiencies. Everyone wins. It's a win-win-win all the way across the board as I see it.
Yeah, absolutely agree with that.
So again, today we're speaking with Craig Sprinkle. He's the CEO of MedCerts, and Dana Jansen, Chief Products Officer at MedCerts. If you want more information, go online to partners.medcerts.com or call 1-800-734-1175. And we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
All right, back with my special guests on the line here, Mr. Craig Sprinkle. He's the CEO of MedCerts, and Dana Jansen, Chief Product Officer, again, of MedCerts. And if this is catching your attention, be sure to write this information down and reach out to them online, partners.medcerts, MedCerts. .com, partners.medcerts.com. That's your online contact. Or you can give them a call at 1-800-734-1175. And Craig, why should senior care communities view MedCerts as their go-to partner for staff training and upskilling?
Yeah, I'm going to admit that I'm a little biased on this one
whenever I say this.
But,
that's okay.
You know, I'm going to tell you that I believe that the quality of our content and the learning experience that we provide is far superior to anything else you'll find in the market. And on the surface, they may sound like, oh, gosh, you know, you've got nice graphics and things are nice and pretty on screen and all of that. That's not what it's about. It's really about our instructional model. Which is highly diverse and very engaging. We've received a number of awards recognizing our work on this front. Further, because of the depth and breadth of our programs, we can actually serve up career path solutions that most other training providers just can't do. And then lastly, we now offer training in areas of specialization and soft and durable skills that further rounds out the skill set of employees. More and more, we're hearing from employers that having a fully certified person to fill an open job, that's just merely the ante to play. We actually offer that. Plus, we can demonstrate an employee's proficiency with critical soft skills that employers have also deemed important, along with training in key areas of specialization, such as geriatric care, infection and disease control, memory care, and many more for that matter.
All of those are absolutely important in the area of senior care, whether or not it's assisted living or long-term care. And I love the fact that you're also going in-depth in dementia care and dementia training. That's super important. Dana, can you walk us through, you know, some of the programs that are especially beneficial for staff working in senior care, maybe assisted living communities?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was mentioned earlier that, you know, we have a catalog of course off or program offering that's over 50 at this point. But really over the last few years, we've expanded our offerings related to patient care to the point where we have a variety of different options based on what aspects of caregiving an individual might like to target. So first, we have medical assistant. Medical assistants tend to straddle both the clinical and administrative side within these settings. We also have, and this is a relatively new offering for us in the last 6 months, is, you know, if an individual wants to place more emphasis on actual direct patient care, we have options for both certified and non-certified nursing assistants, as well as home health aides. And then sometimes assisted living facilities or other facilities hire patient care technicians, where the role is virtually all clinical and a majority clinical, and the scope of practice tends to be more expanded compared to nursing assistants. So we've really kind of developed a pretty expansive suite of caregiving program opportunities. And as Craig mentioned earlier, we also have a suite of specialty course offerings that these learners can further upskill and train into very focused areas. And so, you know, within settings, you know, each of these allied health professionals would absolutely benefit from specialty training. We've developed a series of courses, which, as Craig mentioned, are geriatric, infection prevention and control, mental health, memory care. We have a theory that extends really over the next 18 months that we're going to be launching that very well overlap and enhance each one of these caregiving programs. So ultimately, if a facility is looking for quality job-ready candidates or looking for merely upskilling their existing workforce, we have solutions for both.
Excellent. Excellent. Reach out to MedCerts. Here it is online, partners.medcerts.com or 1-800-734-1175. And Dana, how is the geriatric medical assistant program different from the standard medical assistant program? And then why is that important for senior care communities that serve older adults?
Yeah. So, you know, I guess I'd say we've delivered our medical assistant program going on 8 years, and it's absolutely the most highly enrolled and sought after program in our catalog. And it's kind of a mix or a blend of both administrative and, of course, you know, the clinical side to medical assisting. But at the end of the day, it's really kind of a generalist medical assisting. You can get a job virtually anywhere in a variety of different facilities. But adding a specialty course like geriatrics means that the learner is being prepared for more than just meeting the physical needs of a patient. We really focus on how do you address building connections with patients, how to effectively communicate with them, and importantly, how to best maintain the dignity of patients as their mental and physical health might be deteriorating. So in the geriatrics course, we focus more on age-related physical, cognitive, and sensory challenges, and then the unique challenges that, you know, kind of align with the geriatric population in general. So we're really big on soft skills training. You'll find soft skills or durable skills training throughout all of our programs, but particularly within geriatrics, there's a huge prevalence of us injecting that soft skills training.
Well, and I don't mean to throw anyone under the bus, but I've seen a lot of poor caregiving out there, frankly. And I don't think it's the person. I think it's the training. And if your entire staff could be trained on the soft skills and like you know, how to communicate with someone who is older and how to improve dignity and improve the communication, which just helps everything. Why wouldn't you do that? This is an amazing program. And Dana, what does the learning experience look like for someone going through a MedCerts program?
Yeah, this is my favorite question, actually. I love talking about this. You know, as Craig mentioned, you know, we have a high intentional focus on quality and you know, quality, you know, by definition changes between, you know, individuals and whoever you talk to. But for me, we focus on retaining students just like skilled nursing facilities, for example, are focused on retaining their clinical staff. Mm-hmm. And what that means to me is we have to engage our learners. We have to, in large part, entertain them. We have to immerse them in certain environments that they're going to find when they get on the job. So how do we do that? Well, we have what we refer to as the MedCerts 12 Elements of E-Learning, which is a toolkit. It's proprietary to MedCerts. That toolkit is what drives all of our courses and all of our programs. And really what that means is, you know, we have instructor-led video that serves as kind of the basis of instruction. But then we surround that instruction with 3D animations, virtual scenarios. And speaking of the virtual scenarios, that's how we approach soft skills training. And what that is, what that translates into is you have a student, a learner that's sitting at their desktop and they're looking at an AI-powered avatar. They're having a conversation with that patient or that colleague, and they have to act through a scenario where they have to make the right choices and the right discussion points within that scenario to solve a specific challenge.
And Dana, that sounds absolutely fantastic. Let's pick this up after the break. Don't go away. We'll be right back with much more information from the gentleman from MedCerts.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, today we're speaking with Craig Sprinkle and Dana Jansen, both with MedCerts. If this is catching your attention, reach out online to partners.medcerts.com, or you could call 1-800-734-1175. And Dana, we had to close for a break, so we'd love to hear more if you could share more about the experience of what it looks like going through that MedCerts training program. It sounds amazing.
Yeah, we're pretty proud of it. You know, we've really kind of made some iterative
changes in our content and our approach to content and how we deliver it over the last couple of years. And we're really at a point where we're pleased with outcome. And, you know, kind of speaking of outcomes, you know, we have to, as we approach creating content or, you know, courses, we have to teach to obviously a certification, because at the end of the day, certification is what gets the job. But through speaking with employers, through analyzing the market and the needs of the market, we really get some key insights into what employers and what the market is looking for out of a training provider. So, you know, again, at the end of the day, we're teaching in most cases to a certification. So our training is very much aligned with that certification. But we also take into account what those employers out in the field are expecting us to bring to the table with regard to candidates when they graduate. So to that end, you know, like I mentioned earlier, we embed a lot of durable skills and soft skills training. We also include prerequisite training in the areas of anatomy and physiology and medical terminology to make sure that, you know, individuals can speak the right language and understand, you know, the A&P kind of nature of their job role.
That is awesome. So again, in our listening audience, if you are working in a job or a career, maybe you're burned out, maybe you're thinking, you know what, I want to do something different. I want to do something that is, it just gives me a lot of satisfaction. I want to help people. I'm a natural born caregiver. This sounds really interesting to me. We have the training available for you right here. You can make that career change. And also, if you're one of the senior care communities out there and you're looking to enhance your training, you're looking to up your retention and all of the other benefits that come along with training programs, or maybe you want to institute one of the training programs that would help you recruit new candidates for some of your positions, go online at partners.medcerts.com or call 1-800-734-1175. And Dana, if I'm an executive director or maybe HR leader in the senior care space, in the senior care community, what's the first step to exploring a partnership with MedCerts?
First step is pretty simple. You know, reach out and schedule a conversation with our partnership team. We'll start by understanding your specific workforce needs, whether you're considering, you know, focusing on upskilling your current staff, filling hard to find or hard to hire roles like medical assistants or CNAs, or launching a new training initiative. From there, we'll tailor a solution for you that aligns with your specific staffing goals, timelines, and budget.
That sounds great. And Craig, last but not least, the best way for an organization to reach out to you?
Either online at partners.medcerts.com, or they can call directly into us at 800-734-1175.
All right. So the company again, MedCerts, MedCerts, partners.medcerts.com, or 1-800-734-1175. And Craig and Dana, thanks so much for being here today. Really, really interesting. You sound like you're doing a fantastic job. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. We appreciate it and really enjoyed the conversation.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
All right, I enjoyed it as well. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
All right, again, thanks to Craig and Dana from MedCerts. That is really, really interesting. And again, if you're running, if you're an executive director, administrator, an HR leader in senior care, and you're like, you know what, that sounds like the ticket. That might be just the missing piece that we need to increase our retention, or start to train your own CNAs and then add value by adding more certifications. And guess what? Your staff, they're going to love you. You will stick out like a sore thumb because, frankly, there are so many senior care communities that they don't do this stuff. Again, so reach out to partners.medcerts, MedCerts, partners.medcerts.com, or 1-800-734-1175. All right, so I'm going to shift gears and talk about an issue that most of my clients face here at Senior Care Consulting. So that is, what happens if you need care, but you're running out of money to pay for the care? And that's, I mean, it's a huge question, right? So first of all, what if you are at home and maybe you're paying for care, you're paying for a lot of other support type services, and you're needing the care? What happens when you run out of money? And this is just a serious issue. And I guess the message here is, and you have to listen to me. I'm not trying to be preachy here, but you need to move before you run out of money. So let me give you a couple of scenarios. Number one, you take my advice and you say, you know what, that sounds like really good, solid advice. And you move way before you run out of money. Well, Steve, I want to stay home, but at the same time, I need maybe the assisted living level of care, or I need long-term care level of care. Move before you need to, and move to receive the care in one of these communities while you still have some money to pay for it. If you don't do that, okay, so you can do that very easily. But if you don't do that, the other scenario is you wait till the last second. There's no money to pay for anything, and all of a sudden you are forced to moving to a nursing home that is Medicaid certified, a place that will take you with no private pay up front. They're going to accept you Medicaid pending, and you're going to have to take any place that has a bed available because you waited till the last second. That's not the preferred option. Move before you run out of assets to pay for your care. Now, the more common situation that I see with senior care consulting is you're going through your assets like wildfire. If you're in assisted living, we're looking at $6,000 to $8,000 a month on average. And you say, you know what? We have enough money to pay for about another 12 months. And then we can see that we are going to outlive our assets. What do we do? And I had one of our listeners, well, I've had a lot of our listeners do this, but recently I had one of our listeners reach out and said, Steve, we're in that situation. We could see that mom's money is going to run out. And so before she runs out, we're going to take your advice and we would like to explore our options in long-term care. And those options would be Medicaid certified because she's going to need Medicaid coverage to help pay for the care once her assets run out, and it's highly likely that their mother is going to outlive her assets. So we got together and we're moving forward and we're going to line up our top options. They're going to make some decisions, get their name on waiting list, and very comfortably manage that waiting list, and then very comfortably transition their mom from the assisted living level of care to long-term care level of care while she still has funds to pay for that. Now, why is that important? It's very important because not all, but way more often than not, if you're looking to move to a long-term care community that will also work with the Medicaid program, you're not going to see this on their website, and they're probably not going to tell you about this when you go for a tour. Okay, this is going to come up later. Not all of them, but many of them have a private pay requirement. Well, Steve, what does that mean? That means that before this community will agree to work with Medicaid reimbursement, which sometimes can be a little difficult on the back end between the billing office and Medicaid, they would require the resident to be able to pay privately out of pocket for the first 3 months or 6 months or maybe even 12 months. So what they may not tell you immediately if they have that requirement is, oh, by the way, you have to be able to pay privately for 12 months. And you're like, well, we can't do that. What do we do? Well, this isn't the place for you. And you've wasted all your time. You've wasted their time. And here you are now. You're stuck. So that is super, super important. Let's not forget about the Senior Care Live question of the week. All Medicare certified long-term care communities accept Medicaid immediately and do not have a private pay requirement. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. All Medicaid-certified long-term care communities accept Medicaid immediately and do not have a private pay requirement. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. False, false, false. There are a lot of Medicaid-certified long-term care communities that will work with Medicaid immediately, but there are many, many of these places that do have a private pay requirement. Could be 3 or 6 months, could be 12 months. That's a pretty common one. Well, if you can move in and pay with your own resources for at least 12 months, then yeah, we'll work with you. And then once you spend down those resources, we'll help you get qualified for Medicaid. No worries at all. And the reason for that is that in many cases, many examples, the Medicaid reimbursement doesn't even cover their cost. Or it may just be at cost. And I've seen so many cases where, examples where it is below their cost. But they're still going to take care of the resident. They're still going to give them the same care as always. But at least they've made some money on that first 12 months. Okay, so that's the primary reason for that. Plus, sometimes you have to arm wrestle Medicaid to get them to pay the bills, and they're changing the rules on you in midstream, and sometimes it's a little bit messy on the back end on the billing side of things. So again, our firm Senior Care Consulting, we work with lots and lots of clients and families who are concerned about what is the next step. So if you or your loved one, if they're in the assisted living level of care and you can see the money going down, 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 reach out to Senior Care Consulting. We can help you with that next move. I would do it proactively. I wouldn't wait till the last second. And if you're like, Steve, we're waiting till the last second because I have not heard this information before. Can you still help us? Yes, we can. But we're going to have to move pretty quickly because here's what happens. I had someone recently say, well, they can't just kick you out. Yes, they can. Yes, they can. They can discharge you for lack of payment or inability to pay. Period. It's a fact. I have talked to so many people who have had their loved ones in the assisted living level of care, and they just made the assumption, oh, well, when they run out, you know, they can just bill that Medicare, that Medicaid thing, whatever that thing is. Yeah, we're good to go. And in most of the situations, that is not the case. There are very few assisted living communities that I'm aware of that will work with the Medicaid program. The vast, vast majority of assisted living communities are private pay only, which means if you run out of money, you will be discharged because you have no way to pay them for their services. And they have no one else to bill. They can't bill Medicaid. They can't bill anyone else. So you will be discharged. Do not wait until the last second. My firm, Senior Care Consulting, we can help you with this. Reach out to 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit online at Senior Care Consulting. With an ING, seniorcareconsulting.com. And then another question that I get very frequently, sticking with this Medicaid theme, what if you're in a long-term care community, and a lot of people still refer to that as a nursing home, but what if you're in long-term care and you're already qualified for Medicaid, but you don't want to live there anymore? Maybe there's a turnover. Maybe the new administrator just isn't doing as good of a job. Or maybe there's been a big staff shakeup, staffing turnover, and maybe you're not satisfied with the care that you're receiving. It could be any reason, really. So the question is that I get all the time, well, I mean, can I move? I mean, I thought, you know, once you're there, And if Medicaid's paying for it, what, aren't we just kind of stuck? And the answer is no and absolutely no. You're not stuck. You're not stuck at all. You can move anywhere you want, anytime you want. There is no 30-day notice in long-term care. You're not locked into a lease. You can move tomorrow if you want. It is your choice. Here's the caveat. So say, for example, if you are qualified for Medicaid in your state, any state, I live in the state of Kansas. I'm in the Kansas City area. You might live in the state of Missouri, but it could be Texas or Florida or Nevada, California, New York, Alaska, Georgia. We just added three affiliates in Georgia, in Florida, et cetera. Whatever your state is, if you're qualified for Medicaid in that state, then you'll need to move to another Medicaid certified community within that state. And then that way it's a very simple, easy, transparent change. So Medicaid is going to point the payment to this community today, and you move over to Community B tomorrow, they will simply point the payment to Community B starting tomorrow. Very, very simple process. Now, if you want to move from one state to the next, it's not quite as easy, but you can still do it. So say if you're living in Kansas, you want to move to the Missouri side or vice versa. Kansas City straddles the state line, and it kind of drives me crazy. I wish we had some sort of a reciprocity type of an exception within a metro area, but that does not exist. Not at least here, it doesn't. I don't think it exists anywhere. Medicaid is a federal program, but it's administered state by state. So maybe that's the catch. But if you're qualified for Medicaid, let's say on the Kansas side, you want to move to Missouri, then you would move into a Medicaid certified long-term care community, but a place that is willing to accept you on a Medicaid pending status, meaning you move from one state to the next. You'd have to reapply for Medicaid. But frankly, that application is pushed through. It's kind of rubber stamped. Oh, they qualified over there. They qualify over here because the qualifications are so similar. It's almost a rubber stamp. But the point is you still have to reapply, which is not that convenient. Right. So you're not stuck in your nursing home. Even if you're on Medicaid, just move to another place that may be just a better fit within your same state. And it's easy peasy. If you need help considering your options, exploring your options, reach out to my firm, Senior Care Consulting. We can definitely help you. 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800. Or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here on Senior Care Live.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.